Center Wellington. The township is going ahead with 4 construction projects with an overall cost of $13,117,827. The 4 projects include the renovation of the Alora Community Center, the redoing of a street and 2 bridge replacements. The task of renovating the Alora Community Center was awarded to Gateman Malloy Inc. for $4,166,000. The reconstruction of the street, East Mill Street in Alora, has been awarded to J.G. Getz Construction Limited for $2,393,988.98. The replacement of the one bridge, Bridge 16WG, 5th line of the former township of West Garifraxa, was awarded to Urban Link Civil Limited for $2,609,350. The replacement of the other bridge, Structure 24WG, 1st line of the former township of West Garifraxa, has been awarded to Finbuilt General Contracting Limited for $3,948,488. As the bridge known as Structure 24WG will require an expensive $4 million to rebuild, some residents inquired why this rebuild is necessary. Again, based on some communication from some of our citizens, somebody was suggesting or a few people suggested that this bridge does not need to be rebuilt. And that not many people are using it, said Kaun. Barbara Lustgarden Evoy. So Lustgarden Evoy asked why the township is going ahead with this rebuild. Can you please qualify for us all why we are choosing to move forward with this? Lustgarden Evoy said. The township has a system that they applied to this bridge to determine if it needs rebuilding. In particular, they consider whether the bridge is likely to fail and how serious the consequences of failure would be. So as Dan pointed out this morning, we have a way of scoring these bridges in terms of assessing or providing them with a risk score. That's based on a number of factors: probability of failure, consequence of failure, said Adam Gilmore, manager of engineering at Center Wellington. Dan Wilson, the SOW for Center Wellington, gave a presentation earlier in the meeting where he explained how the township decides if assets and structures need repair. This bridge was closed in 2018 and is having serious consequences by slowing down emergency services response times. And in this case, this bridge has quite an impact on emergency response times in this area. So that's one of the factors that gives a high consequence of failure, Gilmore said. Although the rebuild of Structure 24WG is expensive, it is necessary for traffic. And so it is quite important to the road network and traffic, and in particular in emergency response times. And that's one of the things that comes to mind that really makes it a high priority bridge, Gilmore said. Council and staff are also taking steps to reconstruct Beatty Line in Fergus. The new Beatty Line will accommodate greater traffic as Northwest Fergus grows. Essentially, it is a road made for rural use to be changed for urban use. It will involve a roundabout and other traffic calming measures, as well as a path off the road for walking and cycling. At this time, a contractor has not been chosen. Jesse Galt is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.